Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into On the Air with Sonny Clark. I'm not even sure if I'm on. Let me try. I'll call back in 2 minutes. Hold on. Everybody, welcome to On the Air with Sonny Clark. It is me, Sonny Clark, known as the hardest working man in sports radio. However, we are here at the new show here that we actually had to kind of move forward in reality as of the incident that took place the day after Christmas, kind of forced us really to kind of get us going on the new show, as we are trying to keep the people in Rowlett informed. And it just one of those things that with the tornado made us go ahead and decide to start moving on and getting the show up and going. So it was something that I've wanted to do, been trying to do for 2 years, and finally just got the nerve to get it going then in April. And then in December, of course, we had the tornado, and I felt it very important for us to get up on air and start talking about the community, some of the things that are happening, obviously, because of the emergency state that the city is in because of the tornadoes. And it was a very successful premiere last, actually 2 days after the tornado on the 28th. We had over 4,200 listens to that show, that program, which kept bringing you information from a lot of places, places where you could drop off donations and what you should do, stay away from the affected areas, and all that was on there. And it was something that I felt that, you know, April was the premiere set. We just got to get on air. It's just too important. And that's what this show is all about, keeping track of the things within the community here in Rowlett. I mean, we have newsletters all day, but they're hard to get a hold of or just sometimes don't have time to read them. It's better to be able to listen to some of the community news that is going on. And that's what we're doing here, bringing community news, whether it be Rowlett Eagles Sports, which we'll talk about a little bit later here on in the show. We'll also talk about the effects of the tornado in the area. That's a given. Some of the new things that are going on in the towns, as we had a Sprouts open up. So we're going to be talking a little bit about Sprouts as well, and some of the new businesses that are going to be coming into town. So that's what we're doing here on the air with Sonny Clark. So when we got this thing all going and moving together, we were right in the middle of what was going on. And folks, there's an old saying back in the day, and I'm talking back in the day where martial law was kind of going on. And folks, if you've had the opportunity, I don't encourage you to go down there to look, but if you happen to be in the area and you've seen some of the destruction of some of these homes in this area, the pictures, I will tell you, they just don't do them justice. I mean, a picture is a picture is a picture, but when you're there and you're able to experience it, it's so different. And I was down there as we were in the area. We are going to be doing some interviews with some people in the area if they want to. We're going to get them on the air, talk a little bit about what's going on in their lives and things of that. So we're going to be doing that next week, as I'll be going around in the neighborhood talking to some of the first responders. Since it's not, they're going to be busy, but at least the busyness has calmed down in Rowlett. There's still a lot of work, don't get me wrong, but as far as access and places and people around, as far as doing the work and people volunteering. We're going to be talking to those folks and find out what they're doing and why they're doing it and things of that sort. There's going to be some good things that are going to be coming on future shows of On the Air with Sunny Clark. So Lois is not with us today as she is out, as she had an appointment, so she could not do the show at the time that we had it scheduled for today. So you get me bringing you all through there. Also, folks, I'm going to be playing some commercials here of some people that are trusted as far as things that have to be done in this area, and I'm going to put it out there, Wesson Contractors. These guys are Wesson General Contractors. These guys are folks that are sponsors of the Rowlett Eagles sports broadcast that we have on each and every time there is an event going on. As of tomorrow, there's going to be a Rowlett Eagles basketball game. We'll be bringing you the play-by-play right here on the Couch Potato. Well, here we'll simulcast it on the air with Sunny Clark, but also over on the Couch Potato Sports Show over on the Rowlett Eagles sports website. You can always call in, too, 347-215-7497. That's the number to get in online. Let me know what's going on in this town. I mean, there's some things I'm going to miss. There's going to be some things that I'm going to be right on. There's some things that I might be a little bit off, and you guys can help me with that by giving us a call. You're always welcome to call 347-215-7497 to get in online, and I'll take your call. You just press the number 1 once you're connected. That way I know you'll want to come in and speak with us, and you can do that anytime at 347-215-7497. But folks, an interesting thing that happened on Saturday. Saturday was a very busy day for me as I worked in the morning, and then my association with Abby and Abby's Pledge has been me being able to take her where she needs to go and get her squared away, as she did a lot of work for Abby's Pledge and for the kids. Now, there are a lot of donations that are out there, don't get me wrong, and there's very good donations out there. But hers is really specific on what she's trying to do, and mainly is to help the kids. I mean, kids that have had Christmas and then had it wiped away the next day. I mean, I can't even imagine something like that. So as far as what she is doing, she's trying to gain some funds, and she's got a GoFundMe that could help her and to help get some kids toys for kids and some things that kids would really love. And that's important, and especially now with all the things that are going on. Yes, there's food, there's things, there's a lot of donations that need to be done, don't get me wrong. But she definitely just wants to kind of keep it to where kids have the opportunity. So she is on a toy drive, and her GoFundMe is set up that you can check it out, and you can do so. You can look on my page as far as her GoFundMe. It's on my page. If you wish to go ahead and donate to that, she's going to be going out and getting some toys here soon. She's already did wave number 1. That brings me back to Saturday. Saturday, we were taking the things to places that would accept donations. And folks, someone put it on the page the other day, and I thought it was very interesting. But what they said is that when you go to these places and they can't take anything, that tells you how strong the community is. It really does. And we did that. As we were driving and trying to get the drop-off location, we went over to a couple of places that pretty much had to turn us away. Right here in Rowlett, Cornerstone Assembly of God, just unfortunately was not able to do anything as far as taking their stuff for at least for a couple of weeks. They said check back in a couple of weeks. So we got that stuff all ready to go for donations, because kids need coloring books, they need toys, they need all kinds of things. By the way, Paglio's Pizza, who's also a sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast, was giving away free pizzas. I mean, it's amazing the community response that is in this area. Abby. So if you're interested, it's called Abby's Blessing Bundles, and what she's doing is putting together toys and some things, you know, Play-Doh and crayons and coloring books and other toys that kids that, and she's trying to make them age appropriate for each kind of kid that might be in there. But check it out if you're interested in that. I put it up on my Facebook, and Sonny Clark is a guy with a picture of a bald dude with a Texas Revolution T-shirt on. So that's me, and you can find that. And I just shared it again to where at least it would be on top. If you are interested in donating to that, please do, because it's something that she wanted to do outside the realm, because there are a lot of things people are donating, clothes, food. By the way, and just to let you know, as we went to the Cornerstone Assembly of God, they're the ones that, not that they turned us away, it sounds really like I mean it in a rude way, they're just so full, they got so much stuff, so we're saving this stuff. Cornerstone Assembly of God, they're located at 8200 Schrady Road in Rowlett, at 75088. They're accepting any donation except clothes, because they got a lot of clothes. But what you really would need to do is give Tammy Simpson a call over there. Find out that they can take, if they can take the donations of what they want. I know they're in need of a lot of paper products, like napkins, paper towels, toilet paper, and things that are needed as far as paper products and that stuff over there. So I know they're in need of that, because that's one of the things that we're going to try to work on, and Abby's going to try to work on as well. But I want to give you some locations for the drop-off locations for donations that could be done. The Rowlett and Garland Joint Disaster Management Resource Center, it's located at Granger Recreation Center. It's located at 1310 West Avenue F in Garland. They're open from 10 a.m. on Wednesday, December there. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a quick break, as we got something going on here. We will be back here as we'll go into some ads here from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Rowlett Boys Basketball is being brought to you by ACG Medical Supply, located on the corner of Rowlett Road and the 66 in the Timberlake Shopping Center. Your location for knee, ankle, and elbow braces, as well as CPAP machine needs. Check them out on the web at acgmedical.net. Some of the things that are going on, informing you. Let me go back to that as I had to take a call inbound regarding some things, and I'm glad that they called. It's the Rowlett and Garland Joint Disaster Management Resource Center. It's at Granger Recreation Center, and they're open at 10 a.m., and that started on December 30th. So they're going to be open all the time, so from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So that was the call that I took, just to make sure that that was good. So that having been said, you've got to take a look at that and make sure that you can get there. Also, call them if you have the opportunity to make sure of hours and things like that. Also, First United Methodist Church of Garland, you could drop off a location there. They're located at 801 West Avenue B in Garland. Zip code over there is 75040, and their telephone number is 972-272-3471. And you also can get them on the web at fumcgarland.org. Again, that's www.fumcgarland.org. Also, you can drop off donations at the Veterans Foreign Wars. So the VFW, they're located at 2180 Meridian Way in Garland, Texas, 75040. Their telephone number is 972-278-2858. And again, check out Cornerstone Assembly of God. They're located at 8200 Schrady Road in Rowlett, 75088. They're accepting any donation except clothes. Telephone number over there, 972-475-4403. Those are just some of the places that you can drop off donations and get things checked out. So that having been said, as we are here on the air with Sonny Clark, we're talking about things that have happened, and there's a lot of news, and I'm going to go over the news. The mayor just released some information that he wanted you to know about and that kind of thing, so you had to get up online and see that. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to post that or talk about that as well. So that having been said, you know, we got a little bit of things going on. We're having a little technical difficulty here in the studio. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here on the air with Sonny Clark. We will be right back. You're going to hear from some of our sponsors that are very good and trusted people. Wesson General Contractors is one of them, and we'll get to more of those. And we'll be back here on the air with Sonny Clark. We'll be right back.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Harlow Tree Surgery offers more than just tree trimming and tree removal. They also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, as well as fertilization and tree health. So if your tree was hit by lightning like mine, or you just need regular tree maintenance, call today and book your free estimate at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500, and let them know you heard it here on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Palio's Italian Restaurant, located at Del Rock in the 66. Make sure you get the opportunity to taste the Palio's Gourmet Pizza on their Facebook. There are many opportunities to find out about getting a free pizza, or just take a taste of some of the other Italian plates that they have. That's Palio's Pizza, located at 6702 Del Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711.
All right, we are back here on the air. We are got our technical difficulties out of the way, and hopefully we won't have any more as we're going on. I want to go ahead and talk about what the mayor sent out just this morning. So I want you to, and he put together a post, so he just copied and pasted. It actually came from Carl Pankritz, as a matter of fact. So I'm going to read this off to you. So the First Baptist Rowlett update needs a list for Monday. That means here's what they need: bins, Easy Mac, laundry detergent, pillows, jelly, canned chicken, and individual applesauce and Meridian oranges, those little oranges there. The Tide truck did not appear to return, and they may not be back in the future. So the mayor is asking, please let us know if you have any laundry needs. There is coin-operated laundry facility in Rowlett in the shopping center behind Popeyes. That's just they're giving you some information. Church in the City has the ability to provide hot showers as well as clothes and supplies. They have a real need for baby supplies. So keep these in mind as I'm reading this off to you as far as that is concerned. So especially that kind of things that they're specific. Baby supplies over there. So the city does not perform home demolition. This is for your information. In response to some questions asked by the affected residents, the city of Rowlett will not perform demolition on any homes. This is the homeowner's responsibility
liability, and you will need to work with your insurance company to facilitate those kind of actions. So the debris from the homes cannot and will not be taken by the trash company as well or the city. So please keep that in mind. And I know this sounds it sounds trivial, but at the same time, you don't want to get yourself delayed on some things. So the city does not do home demolition, and they will not pick up that kind of stuff. So it will be up to your insurance company. And you might have to fight those insurance companies. I've got a way of helping you with that, and I'll be talking to you about that a little bit later as well. Portable restrooms have been placed in 9 locations stationed throughout the affected area. So service to both residents and volunteers during the cleanup process. So those are available out there for folks that are in the affected area or for folks that are working in those areas. Folks, if you don't live there and you're not working, please kind of stay away from it. I mean, I don't know why porta potties get the attention that they do, but they do. So that is the situation here. All right. Lake Point Hospital has moved their free health clinic from Rowlett Community Center to the First Christian Church on the corner of Miller and Chisa. The Texas Department of Health will be at the Granger Recreation Center on Monday, January 4th. That's today, administering tetanus shots, okay? And they're going to close fairly quickly here, so just to keep you up to date. Also, the CM Hilton Landfill, that's located at 3175 Elm Grove Road, will be open Saturday, January 2nd. And well, this was information that was posted evidently the other day, but they're open regular hours, but they're also going to be open on the weekends. Keep that in mind, especially if I know they're closed on fairly early on Saturday, so make sure you call over there and you know when, so you don't make a wasted trip over that way. Rowlett residents may come to the Rowlett Community Center that's located at 5300 Main Street the First Christian Church on the corner of Miller and Chisa, or the Granger Recreation Center located on West Avenue F in Garland to receive landfill passes. This will allow you to dispose of the debris without charge twice in a year calendar, okay? The normal proof of utility bill is waived at this time because of the residents just need to show present ID in some form. So bring that with you. They realize that some residents lost many forms of identification, and they'll do the best to accommodate those without a formal ID. However, if there is a way that you do have a formal ID, please get it over there. That will help. But go ahead and get the landfill passes. Again, that will allow you to dispose your debris without charge twice in a calendar year. So this would be the opportunity to get that done. The Department of Public Safety, the DPS, will have their driver's license division team in place at Granger Recreation Center located at 1310 West Avenue F. We talked about that address before, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and this is going to be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for those that are affected by the tornado. Folks, if you're not affected by the tornado, please don't go there. I mean, yes, it's easy, yes, it's close, but please, let this be used for what it was for, so please do that. The city of Rowlett and Garland have established the Joint Disaster Management Resource Center that is located at the Granger Recreation Center. They also need some volunteers. Residents that have been impacted by that tornado and in a lot of need for a lot of things. There's going to be offering of resources. It's a one-stop shop kind of thing for you to get everything taken care of if you're a victim of this tornadoes. And I just want to put out what the mayor said earlier. He says he can't talk about the incredible job that the city manager, Brian Funderbrook, has done. He has had a lot of tough decisions to make in a short amount of time, and he's been working long hours to coordinate the cleanup efforts that are going on in the affected area. The mayor goes on and says he's a great man and he's a tireless champion for Rowlett. So, and that kind of thing. And this comes with the fact that we got a very good mayor, by the way. And just to let you know, the mayor doesn't hold any grudges, because there, as far as him and me, there's a couple of things that we disagree on, but he's always makes himself available. And let me just put this out here. Next week on this show, we're going to have the mayor. It's going to be a pre-recorded interview because he can't just stop what he's doing in order to come on my show. So it'll be a pre-recorded interview right here on this program. So make sure that you're available for that. So that's going to be huge, by the way. So so that is the message from the mayor of this town. And believe me, this is something that's not going to go away. So we were talking about, you know, how nice it is to be able to go to these donation drop-off locations, and they just can't take anything. It won't be that in 2 or 3 weeks. They'll probably be desperate at that time. So let's just, you know, if you can, let's get that done, okay? Don't forget about it. After a month or two. Now, granted, we're here in January. It's about 6-7 days after, 8 days after this has happened. And we're still going strong, which is amazing. And put that down. That's just good community people in this area. By the way, I want some good stories out there too. 347-215-7497. Get in here with some good stories, because sometimes, you know, we're going through this tornado and there's a lot of, you know, and I don't want to say negative, because there's a lot of positive that has come with this negative of the tornado, but we want to get you on air. We want to talk about it. We want to hear your stories, because there's some great stories out there, and I'm going to talk about some of those stories as well. So that being said, now some good news in Rowlett, and we'll get back to tornado news in a moment and some things, but there's some things that have been going on in the city of Rowlett that we need to let you know about. Now, if you're like me and you're driving, I'll put it out there. I hate the George Bush. The George Bush freeway, I hate it. But I do realize and understand the impact of that freeway to this town. I get it. I hate it, but I get it, because I miss the trees. I mean, I miss the trees that were all there. And I used to drive down Liberty Grove, just to see the trees. So I miss the trees. But that having been said, understanding the importance of the George Bush in this town, bringing people in, and especially now with people who are bringing donations and everything, it gives them an easier way there through the George Bush and everything. So I get it, and I understand it, and how it can also bring people to the town, especially with some of the new developments that are going to be going up here really soon. The one that's over off the 30, that's going to be, you know, I think it's already broke ground, but we'll be talking about that in future shows. That new location over there, some of the new things that are going on, the George Bush definitely brings people into this town. That having been said, a new opening this week was Sprouts. As I was driving down, you know, the 66, going back and doing what I do on a daily basis, I hate the light, but I know why the light's there. Sprouts has opened up, folks, and I will tell you, I'm not going to make an attempt to go over there yet, because every parking spot in that parking lot has been jam-packed. I mean, all the way out to where the building is, all the way out to the street of the 66. All the parking has been quite busy. So I'm going to wait for the hustle and bustle and the excitement of it to go away before I jump in there. But if you've been in Sprouts, give me a call, 347-215-7497. Give me an update on what you think is going on in Sprouts and how do you like Sprouts. I admit, I've been into Sprouts, not this one, but I've been in other Sprouts, and I do like their layout. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the one that's over in Plano, and place, and they got some great bread out of that one. But that having been said, this is just a little bit different than those kind of places. Central Market is the one that I've ran out to Plano, so I definitely want to get out there, because if they got bread, I want to get – see, and that's the information I need. Sonny Clark needs to know where he can get bread. Yeah, if you've seen me, Sonny needs bread like he needs a whole hole in the head. But that being said, I love bread. So let me know what's going on over at Sprouts, 347-215-7497. Get in online. That's some of the that's just one of the things that are going on in this town. And a positive, and there's been things that are opening up all over the place. I even heard, and this is not going to be good for my wallet by any stretch, but there's going to be a Panda Express that's supposed to be opening up right next to that Sprouts over there. Lots of traffic in that area, so folks, you have to be careful in the area. Watch what's going on. Don't forget about the new light there on. And I think they even named it Sprouts Lane or something like that. So watch out for that light out there. It's a new one out there, and so be careful, especially if you're turning left, trying to get out of the Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, Arby's, or the bank over there. If you don't use the light and you use that little area, you got to be careful. Traffic, you know, timing and change is going to be different, so be careful while you're trying to make that turn. I might even stop making that turn since that light is there now. That having been said, so make sure you check out Sprouts. You really kind of support these local places because that's what keeps us going. Now, we did have a closing. This is on the negative part. The Krispy Kreme is closed. I got there 3 days before they closed. I had a coupon. Maybe my coupon finally did it. Maybe that's what took them over and they had to shut the door. But I had a coupon. But Krispy Kreme is no more. That was located over near where that old Burger King was, over near Wendy's off of that 66, right out front of the Walmart down that way and over near where the Sprouts is up. So that has closed, if you did not know. By the way, you want to find out some of the things that I'm talking about, hop up on Facebook, guys. Facebook is a great way to find all the information that's going on in this town over there on the Rowlett page and some other pages that are out there as well. So keep that in mind. The reason why we really started this show, folks, those that know me, I'm Sonny Clark. I'm known as the hardest working man in sports radio. We bring you the Rowlett Eagles varsity football and basketball games right over on the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's a sister show, and you can jump back and forth. And I'm putting up a menu to where you can jump back and forth. You can go in one spot and go to all the programs that we have. We have the Couch Potato Sports Show that does shows on Sunday, especially with the NFL. Now that the NFL is over, we'll be moving to a lot more other sports such as basketball, talking about those. You know, please join us there. It's local. Well, we talk about the national thing, but it's local. And if you've ever tried to call a sports radio show, you know for a fact you can't get in there. They don't take calls anymore. We take calls all the time up on our show. So make sure that you get up online with the Couch Potato Sports Show on Sunday. Our shows are at in between 8 and 9 o'clock. We run for 2.5 to 3 hours on Sunday. That's a definite. Sometimes we'll have shows on Saturday. That will all depend upon my work schedule. So you got to keep your eyes and ears open for the Saturday show. But we will be bringing you sports this week, as there's going to be a basketball game tomorrow as the Rowlett Eagles are in action, as the basketball team hit the floor. And they hit the floor very well on Saturday as the Rowlett Eagles got the victory over the Garland Owls. As a matter of fact, they got the big victory against the Garland Owls, 66-46. It was a good game, obviously. I mean, when you win by 20, I mean, I guess you can look at it. But one of the things in this game, I want to talk a little bit about the Rowlett Eagles basketball team. And the reason why I want to talk about it is because I'm seeing a lot of good things. They're 10-5 up on the season. Okay, Garland, unfortunately, they're 2-10. They're having a rough season this year. They didn't have the best season, but this was really kind of the first game in district, as the Rowlett Eagles have been playing out-of-district games, and I want to talk a little bit about that, as they played in the Curtis Caldwell Invitational and did not have a lot of success in that tournament. They got the first victory, and then they lost two games in a row in the consolation bracket that kicked them out to where they didn't even make third or fourth. So that having been said, they didn't have a lot of success in the Curtis Caldwell Invitational. That having been said, this Rowlett Eagles basketball team has been amazing, and I want to talk about that here on our show. But what we're going to do, though, is we're going to take a quick break here on the On Air with Sonny Clark show, okay? And we're going to go back to, again, trusted sponsors that, you know, heating and air conditioning, electric, you know, Wesson General Contractors, you know, these are trusted guys that I know. They're proud sponsors of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. We're going to be bringing in our regular sponsors for this show only, and those are open for you as well. If you are interested in sponsorship of this show, you can give me a call at 888-914-4420. That is the number to come in contact with me. Again, folks, I only do small businesses on our advertising. The reason why I do that is all those big companies out there, okay, they can afford to throw money at a lot of things. And frankly, let them throw them at the NFL. Let them throw at the bigger one. This show, this market, Rowlett, and our shows that we cover for Rowlett is for the small businesses. I will not be bringing big businesses. The most I'll do is medium businesses. And so some medium businesses have nationwide. That being said, the nationwide, they're going to directly affect here in Rowlett. An example, okay, depending on the situation, Dickie's Barbecue. They're a national change, but Guy New over there, which, by the way, he's been crazy good during these tornadoes, by the way. So if you have a hankering for some of the best, you know, barbecue out there, definitely get the Dickie's. But he was giving out free food to people that were affected by this tornado. So it's crazy. Amazing. So all these ads that you will be hearing will be small to medium-sized businesses, even though they might be, you know, Dickie's Barbecue or national chains. They're owned by local people, and believe me, folks, they may be in business, but they're not so hugely corporate-owned that we can't talk to them on a straight level. They're genuine people like us, so that's what we do. So we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Rowlett Eagles basketball team. I wanted to get in there. Had a great interview with the head coach of the basketball team, Jason Bush. We'll do that up on the other side. Until then, we'll be back here on the air with Sonny Clark. We'll be right back.
With over 25 years of experience, Stephen Sons Heating and Air Conditioning have received many awards and recognition, including Angie's List and the Best of Rowlett. Ask about our yearly preventative maintenance plan that includes two visits to your home for one unit for $155 and $245 for two units. Mention you heard this ad on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast and receive an extra 10% off. Give them a call at 972-475-3227 to set up an appointment or check out their website at StephenSonsHVAC.com.
Spirit Outfitters offers in-house screen printing, embroidery, team uniforms, custom apparel, rhinestone designs, laser engraving, and spirit wear. Your one-stop sports shop where you can actually shop at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101, Rowlett. Find them on Facebook, Spirit Outfitters, www.thespiritoutfitters.com. Info at thespiritoutfitters.com. Approved GISD vendor, proudly supporting GISD athletics. Spirit Outfitters.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Polio's Italian Restaurant, located at Doll Rock in the 66 in Rowlett. Ever tried their Greek salad? Their Greek salad is proof that sometimes the best lunches don't need to be cooked at all. Make sure you check them out at Polio's Pizza and check them out on their Facebook, where you have opportunities to sign up and get a free pizza. That's Polio's Italian Restaurant, located at 6702 Dow Rock Road, number 122, or give them a call at 214-703-9711. Unpleasant surprises can be annoying, but sometimes they can be devastating. If your retirement plan is vulnerable to unpleasant surprises, you do have a choice. There are strategies that can help ensure any surprise is a welcome one and reduce the threats to your retirement. Nest Egg Wealth Advisors specialize in helping protect your portfolio from unpleasant surprises. Visit nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to request a guide to your nice, predictable retirement.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Are you in need of an electrician in the Rowlett, Rockwall, or Saxe area? What kind of electrical work needs to be done, residential, business, or industrial? Contact Allen Bauer Electric for all of your electrical needs. It's important to have a qualified, licensed electrician taking care of any electrical problems you may be having, so your loved one or customers are safe. We have built our business on quality for a fair price and good customer service, but of course, give Allen Bauer Electric a call at 214-356-0197 and tell him Sonny sent you. Allen Bauer Electric, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
And welcome back into On the Air with Sonny Clark. It is Sonny Clark here with, we're covering all the news that is going on, and we're talking a little bit about Rowlett Eagle Sports as the basketball team hit the floor for the first time on Saturday, the 2nd, and got a big victory in their first game in district, 66-46. It was a game that it was nice to see, and I'll tell you the reason why. For folks that don't know about what's going on as far as the Rowlett Eagles and what they are doing and how they are doing it, okay? One of the things I want you to know is that as the Rowlett Eagles are, they had a regular, they have a regular lineup that you were kind of used to seeing. And this was something that has happened in the earlier tournaments, which we'll talk about here in a moment. But one of the things, we've seen some different changes. The starting lineup changed a little bit from what we had been covering in the preseason, which, by the way, our sponsors got some free games as we were suddenly trying to get his cadence back from going from football to basketball. And then I got to turn around really quick at the end of February because we're going back to indoor football. And by the way, if you folks are interested in indoor football, if you think football season's over after the Super Bowl, you're just not paying attention. Get over to Allen for the Texas Revolution indoor football team, and or you can now go over and catch indoor football, although we don't call that game, but it's close enough. Go catch the Mesquite Marshals. They're located at the Mesquite Arena where those games are going to be played. So if you think football season is over just because of the fact that there were no no games, no Super Bowl. After the Super Bowl, that's it. You just got to pay attention a little bit more. Let's go back to the game. Let's talk a little bit about the Rowlett Eagles. They got their first victory in their district play, 66-46. And as far as the coverage, Sonny has to keep track of it. Normally, I depend on Richard McCrone, but it hasn't updated into the system yet over at Max Plaps. By the way, if you're interested at all in knowing about anything as far as Rowlett Eagle Sports is concerned, get over to Max Preps, okay? Max Preps is the place to be to get your stats and everything, and you're updated, especially for basketball, as Richard McCrone gets the stats in there. And so check that out, and you can see a lot of things. Let's talk a little bit about the Garland Owls. Let's go over their scoring that happened. Alex Mims scored 4 points for the Owls. Jordan Wakefield, he dropped down 13. Lance Wright, he dropped 12. And here it is. Kamonte Rose scored 6 points. Josh Thompson, he scored 9 points. Ladarius Harris, he scored 4 points. And here it is. Brendel Otunga, he scored 4 points for the Owls. So those were the scoring for the Owls. For your Rowlett Eagles, this is what got me. I mean, Joel Murray came up off the bench, and he played some great minutes for the Rowlett Eagles. Joel Murray being the brother of J.J. Murray, the younger brother, as Joel Murray, I mean, he's only a sophomore. Before he went into this game, he scored 25 points and he's a 37% field goal shooter. He's got 7 steals on the season, but on Saturday night, he dropped down 8 of his own. So big night for him with 2, and one of them was a great three-pointer. Mark that, 2 three-pointers as well, as so that was right there on the line. J.J. Murray, he scored 13 points for your Eagles. Alex Minter, he scored 13 points as well. MJ Barnes, he dropped 5 down. And then Trent Herbert, he also put in 6 points. Randall Prem, he put in 2 points. Mason Berryhill, 2 three-pointers, a big three-pointers as well. He drained them. He drained 6 for the Rowlett Eagles. Brandon Bell with 6 points. And here's the number that surprised me. Oliver Powell, the center for your team, he put in 8 points. Now, Oliver Powell is the guy that really takes over the games. I mean, before this game, he had scored 183 points. He was 49% field goal shooter, 15 steals, 15 assists, and 76 rebounds. So a big part of the Rowlett Eagles, he took it kind of step back as some of the other guys were just having big games and putting up points that he didn't need to put up. So very good stuff that was going on. So they Rowlett Eagles get their first win there in district play against Garland. And Randy Love, you can't say any more about the head coach of the Garland Owls, Randy Love. Okay, Randy Love was actually my first interview here when I got here. Back in 2000, started getting back up into sports in the area and getting involved in sports. Randy Love was my first interview because Randy Love actually played in the NFL for the then St. Louis Cardinals before they went over to LA to be the Rams. And I knew Randy. I mean, I didn't know him, but I knew of Randy Love. So I thought that was kind of interesting how our connection went there. And then obviously we jumped in and started calling the Rowlett Eagles basketball team. Now, that having been said, I want to go back to the Allen Holiday Classic as the Rowlett Eagles were in that. And folks, I want you to understand something. These games that were taking place were right after the tornado. The effects that was going on for these kids, I can't even imagine what they were going through in the Allen Holiday Classic. In their first game, though, they had a great game. They took the loss in that game and it put them down into the consolation bracket. They lost 69-67 in double overtime, in fact, against Wakeland. So that dropped them into the consolation bracket, but that's when they really kind of woke up, as they took on Lake Highlands the next day and beat Lake Highlands, the Wildcats, 76-44. So they went a little bit further in the consolation bracket and then took on Creekview and got a 4-point victory there, 57-53, and which put them into the championship game in the consolation side, meaning that if they lost the game, they had to go into the consolation side. That having been said, the Rowlett Eagles got the victory in the consolation bracket, 73-45, and they won the consolation bracket in the Allen Holiday Classic. Nothing but cool stuff going on for the Rowlett Eagles as far as basketball is concerned. Again, they're 10-5 out on the season. And with the fact that they were on the court 2 days after the tornado, I couldn't fathom what they were going to. So what I did is I talked to Jason Bush, the head coach of the Rowlett Eagles, and I had an interview with him. So I'm going to play that interview, not the whole thing because we were talking about stats and everything, but really the effects of this basketball team as far as this tornado is concerned. There's some great information of what is going on. And take a listen to this. It's 8 minutes long. It's good stuff. It's the head coach of your Rowlett Eagles varsity basketball team. It's Jason Bush. Give it a listen. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show, as we are going to go ahead and bring in the guy that leads this team game in, game out. It's the head coach of your Rowlett Eagles varsity basketball team. It's Jason Buss. How are you doing, Jason?
Hey, Sonny. How are you? How's everything, bud?
Doing good. I wanted to talk a little bit about what was going on here. Let's briefly start a little bit about December 26th, what happened in the city of Rowlett. And I know a lot of folks have been asking me, did some of the players have a direct impact on what happened on December 26th regarding the tornadoes? Let's roll over that a little bit. Let's see how your team is doing. What's going on as far as the direct impact and the guys that play on your team?
You know, thankfully, no, Sonny. You know,
okay.
For the most part, all the players in my program were okay. We have one junior varsity kid who was decently affected by it, some structural damage enough to where they're, you know, he's up in a hotel. But in terms of the catastrophe you see, you know, in the Dallas Morning News on the pictures and everything, that we're really blessed for it to kind of circumvent us a little bit, you know. I mean,
cool.
it passed a little bit. So no direct effect. We've got some kids that are behind barricades still, you know. So it, you know, it makes getting to practice and getting to the tournament, you know, makes it a little tough. You got to do a little bit more planning, but it was okay. We actually had Lewis Warren actually miss Tuesday's tournament game because
couldn't get
we
out.
Didn't have proper. Yeah, we didn't have proper credentials to get into the barricade, nor did he, you know, have anything on him except his basketball stuff to get out. They wouldn't let him out. So, you know, we've had to deal with things like that, but that's minuscule compared to, you know, what some families are dealing with. You know, on that Saturday night, you know, I furiously began calling, texting guys, making sure that I could make some kind of contact with them, that they were okay, that they could assure me that their families were okay, the house is okay, vehicles, pets, things like that. You know, that was taking the number one priority for me. So each and every time I would get a response of, hey, coach, I'm good, or coach, thanks for checking in, we're all good, you know, that sent me a sense of, you know, of relief, you know, as we're getting all this footage and getting all these pictures and social media images from the tornado and the destruction and the damage that it did. You know, like I said, my mind was just in, hey, I need to reach out. We need to reach out to everybody. You know, I had my staff reach out to the sub-varsity kids just to make sure that, one, that they were in good health, and, two, if there was anything material that they needed, we needed to go ahead and jump on that. So, you know, it was a scary situation on Saturday night for sure, and it extended even into Sunday for me as I'm double-checking, making sure the guys are okay, making sure families are okay, making sure that they need nothing at all. And so, you know, it's a different situation and one that's very, very scary. And the images of the catastrophe and the images on the social media and Dallas Morning News and in different places, they didn't do it justice. You know, absolutely, completely catastrophic event. And, you know, our hearts and our minds, prayers go out to, you know, everyone that was affected.
Yeah, and I actually drove through the area just by accident because I wanted to go a certain way, and they actually directed me around it to where I could actually see it from driving it. It's catastrophic. It's almost not enough of a big of a word, but with that situation, you know, you kind of got a little responsibility now as the Rowlett area is moving forward, and you know, with cities, you know, with NFL, Major League Baseball, hockey teams and things of that sort. We don't have that here in Rowlett. We have the Rowlett Eagles and the basketball team. I bet you this is a big burden. I don't want to say burden, but something that's very heavy on the guys' shoulders, realizing that they're part of the healing process that's going to happen for the city. And that starts on Saturday against the Garland Owls, who have also had the same kind of thing happen to them as they had some destruction as well in their city.
You know, you're right. You know, I'm very proud to be part of this community, very proud to be part of the city. And you know, you're right. It's something that you don't want to just sit directly on the shoulders of 16, 17, 18-year-old young men, you know. But I'm thankful that one, that everyone was okay, all the families, everybody that's involved in my program, and two, you know, it is something. You know, we didn't directly talk about winning for the city of Rowlett or we need to do this for our city as we were at our holiday tournament, but you know, it's in the back of our minds, you know,
right.
Because it's you know, we get done with the basketball games, we get done with practice, we have to go drive back through those neighborhoods, and we have to hear about friends and families who were far more affected than we were. And so, you know, in a sense, you're right, and I'm proud to take on that responsibility. I think the city of Rowlett would be proud of the 13 men that I have on the varsity basketball team. You know, they understand the scope of what has happened, and they have that helping heart, and they have that heart that's still going to stay concerned for everybody as we move along, you know, into district play and into the meat of our schedule.
Do you think they understand the impact on what their effect on this city is going to be? I mean, really, you think about, I mean, you go into an NFL city and you get 60,000, 70,000 people in the stands. You see the impact on what that. Do you think the players understand what their role really is in this and how much it's really going to affect this town in a positive?
You know, to be honest, I don't, Sonny. I think that's going to be told when we get back to school next week and when they start hearing the stories of people who have been affected and start seeing people show up to the basketball games and start getting behind us in terms of coming to basketball games and supporting us. And I think they'll see it then.
Right.
You know, there's an inherent kind of responsibility for us, even on a good day, to represent the city of Rowlett, to represent this community, represent Garland ISD in a fashion that I think is better than anyone else. And so, yeah, like I said, I think next week will be the week. I think, you know, today, tomorrow, it's still kind of Christmas break feel. And,
right.
And I think once these guys settle up and they're going to school and it's 7:30 in the morning and they're having to get up and they're having to maneuver away to school through the barricades and they're having to see which classmates are there and not there. It's going to hit them then. And
right.
Like I said, I couldn't be prouder of these guys. And I don't think the city of Rowlett could have a finer group of young men representing them and attempting to put the city on the shoulders and take their mind off it, if only for an hour and a half, 2 hours on the basketball floor.
And that was the head coach of the Rowlett Eagles varsity basketball team, Jason Bush. As it is, it's kind of one of those things where the basketball team wasn't really, I don't think they were ready to be the center of attention, more so than just take the court. By the way, great showing out there at the game as well. There were a lot of people, and there were people from Garland as well, which goes to show this town is ready to heal. And these little things, even though it's a high school basketball game, these little things end up being big things in reality. And it does. It helps to make that first step in healing. And say what you want about the whole situation as far as what's going on in Rowlett. You got to be careful as far as, you know, the feelings that you have, and you just got to kind of be careful and realize that, you know, I nothing happened with me. But because, you know, and this got me on New Year's Day, okay? You know, it was very hard to think about something so trivial like a basketball game was going on. I mean, even as that's what I do. I call these games, and it was really kind of small when you think about it. Especially after the aftermath of the tornado, it was still all too fresh and all too, you know, right there in our minds and heavy on our hearts. It really was. So, and we go back. I was talking to Coach. You heard me. You know, you have big towns that have big things that happen to them. You know, New York and Oklahoma City, you know, they have basketball. New York has all of them. You know, where all those tragedies happen, they had, and we had to turn. And we're actually going to maybe depend a little bit upon our high school basketball team. This is amazing. So that first part of healing happened on Saturday night, and the Rowlett Eagles got a victory, a good victory as well. So those young men, and also the ladies played, as well as a freshman and JV, all played on Saturday. And the JV team, by the way, is undefeated, just to let you know. It's quite amazing. So that is huge. So that also being said, I just can't imagine what those kids were thinking. And so, so Saturday night was the first step in the healing process as they took the court for the first time in 2016 and the first time at home after the tornado. So thanks for all those that came out and supported them. That was so huge, by the way. A lot of people out there, it was very big. And it was big for the guys as well. So that having been said, what we're going to do is we're going to take another quick break here on the on the air with Sonny Clark, and we'll be back. Again, these are sponsored with trusted people. Spirit Outfitters, we played their ad. They're selling You get better, to rebuild Rowlett T-shirts. They're $20 or something like that. They got a couple of things that they're selling. Then the profits just from that shirt are going to go and help the city. So we put that up there. Go buy one of those rebuild Rowlett shirts. I'm going to go get me one. That having been said, Polio's Pizza, thanks to them, because they actually, when Abby from Abby's Pledge was getting their stuff ready for these bags to be distributed out with, things for kids and stuff, they upped with a small pizza for them for those folks that needed it, which was kind of cool. And Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, if you ever get in something like that as well, get a hold of Rick Lucas. Help start building your nest egg. I mean, start getting yourself ready in case of something like a destruction like that. Not saying that you're always going to be prepared, but you'll be better prepared. So make sure you get a hold of Rick Lucas over at Nest Egg Wealth Advisors as well. So we'll kick it back into the commercials. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on in the city of Rowlett. We'll be right back.
Tennessee Titans.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
There is so much riding on your home sale. Just one mistake can cost you a lot of time and money. Put your trust in Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty so she can ensure you get the most out of your home sale. From pricing your home correctly to putting together a sound deal, Veronica Warwick will look out for your needs. Give her a call at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Don't just call any heating and air conditioning repairman. Call an
With over 25 years of experience, Stephen Sons Heating and Air Conditioning have received many awards and recognition, including Angie's List and the Best of Rowlett. Ask about our yearly preventative maintenance plan that includes two visits to your home for one unit for $155 and $245 for two units. Mention you heard this ad on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast and receive an extra 10% off. Give them a call at 972-475-3227 to set up an appointment or check out their website at StephensonsHVAC.com. Harlow Tree Surgery offers more than just tree trimming and tree removal. They also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, as well as fertilization and tree health. So if your tree was hit by lightning like mine, or you just need regular tree maintenance, call today and book your free estimate at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500, and let them know you heard it here on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm. And we are back here on the air with Sunny Clark. It is me, Sunny Clark. Lois not with us today as she had an appointment, so she couldn't be on the air with us. We'll try to get Lois in as much as possible. She's 10 times smarter than I am, and who knows, maybe we can get her in on our next show. Let's go over some of the things that that I've wrote down. Operation Barbecue Relief has rolled out of Rowlett this afternoon, by the way. They're going to get restocked and head to Missouri for the flooding that's happening over in Missouri. So since lunchtime on Monday, after the tornado, they served over 32,000 meals to Glen Heights, Sunnyvale, Garland, Rowlett, Coppellville, and Blue Ridge. So props out to Operation Barbecue Relief. That is so cool. So they're heading on to the next area to help those first responders. As the first responders are still there, but it's not as many that were in that area. So just to let you know, so they headed out of the area to get ready to go. Also, again, if you need assistance or you know someone that needs assistance, all right, the city of Rowlett and Garland have established the Joint Disaster Management Resource Center. It's located over Granger Recreation Center at 1310 West Avenue F in Garland. You can call them at 972-205-2771, okay? So these joint centers offers volunteers, residents that are impacted by the tornado, and organizations offering resources. It's kind of like a one-stop shop kind of thing there, so make sure you get out there. Also, free bus shuttle service is now being offered from DART to and from the Joint Disaster Management Resource Centers, okay? For residents affected by the tornado, buses will run from Hurtville Elementary, located at Miller and Chisa, daily from 9:30 in the morning until 6:30 p.m. So if you have that need, make sure you can head over there via the DART and get there. Also, the DPS will have the driver's license division team in place over there at the Granger Recreation Center. So if you need, for those that are impacted by the tornado and for driver's license and things like that, let me get back to that and let me say that again. If you are not impacted by the tornado, please stay away from this, especially. It might be quicker for the driver's license thing, but please, stay away from it. I mean, maybe that's me. Maybe I'm out of line by saying that, but this is a service that are for those folks that were directly affected as well. The Texas Department of Health will be at Granger Recreation Center beginning today administering tetanus shots. Also, Lake Point Hospital moved their free health clinic from the Rowlett Community Center to the First Christian Church located on Miller and Chisa. You can also get tetanus shots there as well. So volunteer places. Now, this comes with the great community that we're living in. Folks want to volunteer. They want to help. It's something that they feel that they have to do. And I get it. I understand it. But you also got to understand that this is something that has to be set up in an organized way. All right, so just to let you know, back over at the Granger Recreation Center, they also have three divisions for volunteering, okay? The Voluntary Reception Center, the VRC, it's the disaster volunteers that are registered and referred to local agencies to assist in relief efforts. And you can get those at the VRC, the Volunteer Reception Center. You can find out who is really that is referred to do it. So, and if you're interested, you want to be a part of that, complete a registration form and sign the general release of liability statement. That's the biggest thing. Basically saying if you get hurt while you're out there volunteering, they're not going to be liable. And most people who are out volunteering, they are more than happy to do that. This is usually when people want to volunteer, it's something that they've got to do. It's something inside them that it's making them want to do that. So they'll usually sign that away. Also, accept a referral to an organization needing the services. They will do that at the VRC. Okay, those referrals include a description of their duties, and they come with the address and contact information for the agency of which they've been referred, so you can get all that information there. You'll receive a form of identification approved by the local officials as well. So if you're out there doing work volunteering, if they ask you for ID, they'll give you an ID badge that specifically identifies you as a volunteer and that you're supposed to be there. So, and you can participate safely in part of the safety briefings for when you go out and volunteer, okay? And then you're going to agree in writing to follow all safety instructions and directions from supervisors at those work sites. So if you're interested in the volunteer situation, you can go ahead and do that, okay? Also, Client Disaster Service Center residents that are impacted by the tornadoes can get the assistance on a multitude of resources and recovery agencies. These folks, they actually specialize in that. So, and that, get to the Granger Recreation Center, that is there as well. And they're also accepting donations. So make sure you bring your donations that you want to be there. That's a good place to be there. And there's a donation management system as well. Voluntary organizations with established donation structures are in place to receive and deliver the appropriate donated goods to the disaster victims. And you can get all that, again, over at the Granger Recreation Center. It's the place to go to get all the information that you need. So now, that having been said, there's more information that we're going to go over here, and this is regarding the tornado donation centers, okay? If you have a need, these are the organizations that are distributing donations. Firewheel Church on Castle Road. Life Message, they're located at 4501 Rowlett Road. Cornerstone Church, they're located at 8200 Schrady Road. First United Methodist Church on Main Street. First Baptist Church on Main Street. First Christian Church on Miller and Chisa. They're also offering hot meals, and the at one point the mobile tide truck was there, but I think the tide truck has left. The VFW, located on Meridian Street in Garland, that's 5076. Church in the City at Dahl Rock at 6005 Dahl Rock. Holy Trinity by the lake on Simmerl Drive in Rockwall. Mount Hebron, they're located at 1233 Highway 66 in Garland. Zion Baptist Church, they're located at 2517 Dahl Rock. And Stillwater Community Church, 8401 Princeton, that's located at Princeton Street. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Stillwater because I know a little bit about them. As my job, I work on the site. I work over at U-Haul. And he was over there. They were taking their own funds and getting a U-Haul truck to help distribute stuff out there. So they're out there doing what they do. They wanted me, as I let them know what I do, any needs that you need, give them a call. That's Stillwater Community Church. It's located over there on Princeton. So all that being said, there's a lot of information. The Red Cross Temporary Shelter, it's a temporary shelter. It's available over at Fields Recreation Center. It's located at 1701 Dairy Road in Garland. It moved from Schrady Middle School as they're starting up school tomorrow, which, by the way, talk to your kids before they go back to school. I mean, and I'm talking about the younger ones. You know, there's going to be a lot of talk about that. Make sure that your kids are compassionate to the people that this had a direct effect on, and see if there's a way that you can steer them to not be typical kids sometimes. Sometimes they don't understand the magnitude of it and don't realize that they would be hurting feelings. So talk to your kids about that kind of stuff, especially the younger ones. The Red Cross's Operating Assistance Center is located at C3 Church. That's located at 3700 Chasha and Crossroads is Church and Chisa. Okay, so you can get that information. That's where they're set up there. Insurance questions, okay? Now, for answers to insurance questions, help with a claim, or to report a suspected insurance fraud, call the TDI Consumer Helpline at 1-800-252-3439, okay? Especially with those. Now, folks, remember, all contractors and all people that are eligible to work on your home have got to have a Rowlett City permit. If they don't have a permit, don't let them work on your home. Let me repeat that. If they're eligible to work legally in the city of Rowlett, they have got to have a city of Rowlett work permit. And if they don't have it, don't let them do any work on your home. That's the way that the city is trying to protect people from becoming a victim a second time. So, also, those that are needing to pick up mail from the post office on Enterprise, mail can be picked up from 6:30 in the morning till noon. You must have an ID showing the address. Now, renters without an ID showing the address, they must bring the ID and a hard copy of your lease in order to get your mail. So make sure you understand that so there's no problems for you. Because getting mail during this time, it's still important. You still got to get the mail. There's still a lot of things going on as far as that is concerned. That being said, now some more information that I'm getting that I picked up here to try to inform here in our community show. It's On the Air with Sonny Clark. By the way, just to let you know, On the Air with Sonny Clark will be getting mobile. We'll be doing mobile shows, okay, from places. If you're interested in that, you give me a call, 888-914-4420. If you're interested in having us do a remote from your place, give us a call. We can get that set up because we will be doing that as well. So know about that, and you know it's going to be a fun thing. Granted, we're going to always be reporting on this because this tornado is not going to go away next month, or 2 months, 3 months. This is going to go on for over a year. So we'll be bringing you. This will be a place where you can get the information via the radio, internet radio. Again, folks, you can always give us a call 347-215-7497. You're more than welcome to do so. If you want to get online, let us know some. I'd love to hear some positive stories. By the way, a lot of positive stories regarding animals. If you get over on the Facebook page, Rowlett, Texas, you'll see a lot of animals being reunited with their families. It makes me feel so good. It really does. And maybe it's because I'm an animal lover. It's probably it. But I love to see the fact that animals are being reunited with their families. Because imagine, I can't even imagine what animals think in something like that, a disaster like that, or they're, you know, buried. It chokes me up. It just chokes me up. So make sure you keep your eyes and ear open for that. The Texas Association of Realtors have a relief fund for those displaced by the natural disasters of those tornadoes, okay? The short requirements are that you must be displaced from your primary residence. They would also like you to have photo of the damaged property with you as proof that you live there, as whether it's your driver's license, utility bill, printout from the county clerk's website, things of that sort. There's a short application to fill out, and the amount is given up to $1,000. It is best to submit the application to them via email, okay? So it doesn't matter if you own the home or if you were just renting the home. That's also something that's important. I mean, because a lot of homes that people rent, and some of those homes were rented homes, not the people who owned them and they were in the home. So the link is www.texasrealestate.com/our-impact/index/texas-realtors-relief-fund. Again, www.texasrealestate.com/our-impact/index/texas-realtors-relief-fund. okay, so that you can get the information there and you can get some assistance that way. It's set up for you that is way. By the way, folks, there's been a horrible story regarding this. Is outside the tornado, there was a biker that was killed following a benefit ride for the city of Rowlett. A woman died over the weekend riding her motorcycle to the benefit of the tornado victims here in Rowlett. Her name is Cindy Garcia. She was on the way home when she lost control of her bike southbound on Interstate 35 near President George Bush Turnpike in Louisville. Other riders blamed the road conditions. They say that Garcia hit a pothole and she was thrown off of her bike. So it's one of those things where someone was out doing something to try to do good and unfortunately lost their life. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the Garcia family. And I hate to say in hindsight, it's always, but always wear your helmet. Unfortunately, Ms. Garcia was not wearing a helmet. So if you're riding the motorcycles, please wear your helmets. I mean, I don't want to hear stories like this, but I wanted to bring that information out there. So the benefit, by the way, that she was in a ride of, that she participated, it raised more than $30,000 in cash, gift cards, and other donations. So our heart and our prayers go out to her family of Cindy Garcia, who lost her life. And folks, anybody that knows anything about motorcycle rallies, you know, these rallies, they raise a lot of money. They raise a lot of things and awareness to certain things, which is incredible. And when someone does something out of the goodness of their heart and then they lose their life by doing so, it's a sad thing. That having been said, she was doing it for a good cause. She was doing it for those folks that was in the direct impact of that whole situation. So the progress is going to keep going. The cleaning efforts are going to be going on in Rowlett. They're going to be there, and it's not going to stop. It's not going to be done next week. It's not going to be done, like I said, in a month or two. Okay, these are going to be ongoing events. So for those that are out there, okay, that are interested and donating your time, donating goods and things like that, so don't forget about it after 3 months. We'll try to make sure that you don't, as we will be covering all information on that. Don't forget next week's show on the air with Sonny Clark. I'm going to have the Mayor Todd Gattell online with us. It might be a pre-recorded interview because he's very busy. He might not be able to drop what he's doing to join us live, but I'll be doing an interview with him, and he will be doing a lot of covering of things that are going on as far as that is concerned. Some more news is we've got 10 more minutes left to go in the show. Again, Corner Store Church, they're located at 8200 Schrady Road. They have supplies to be given out to those that need them. So please drive behind the church where a volunteer will assist you. They have plastic totes and cleaning supplies, gloves, and much, much more. Those things that you need, get over there. And I know it might be kind of hard to take, I guess if you want to call it a handout or whatever the case may be. This is a community coming together to support this city. And sometimes even when I say that, I messed up a little bit because the reaction, the call to arms, as you could say, for all the donations and the volunteers and for people who genuinely want to help, for people that have been directly impacted. There's people out there who have a trade. They're out there helping these people for free. They get paid to do what they do, but they're out there helping them for free. People giving away wood so they have wood for a fireplace. Giving away woods, and that's their business. I mean, there's so many stories out there, I can't even keep track of them. So, that having been said, there's a lot of things that are going on there. Again, don't forget about Spirit Outfitters, where you can get one of the Rebuild Rowlett sweaters. I think they're like $20 or a t-shirt. It's one of the two, sweater or t-shirts, $20, and the profits and everything, they go back to rebuilding the city. Great. I love Spirit Outfitters. Not only that, they give me these cool Rowlett Eagles shirts along with my name, you know, hardest working man in sports radio. Great great organization. I love Spirit Outfitters. We donate to them quite a bit, and I mean by buying their stuff quite a bit there as my wife makes her way up there. So make sure you get on over to Spirit Outfitters. Great people there. Again, thanks to Polio's Pizza for providing coupons for a free pizza for those that were working with Abby's Pledge. She was putting together some good stuff for Abby's Pledge. And Abby's Pledge, if you don't know about it, she's an anti-bullying activist, also a domestic violence advocate. She's going to be speaking at Advent, located over in San Diego. She's going to be a featured speaker there. She does a lot of work for this community. And her direct thing that she wants to do, she wants to work with the kids. She wants to work with getting the kids their toys. Because remember, this happened the day after Christmas. And imagine, and her message here is that that, you know, thinking about, imagine sitting, you know, opening up all your gifts on Christmas and enjoying the new toys and everything, and then a, you know, kind of like the sound of a freight train brailing down on your house, only it's not a freight train, it's actually a tornado, and ripping the home apart. Just 30 seconds. Their lives have changed. And they lost everything. They lost their toys. They lost everything. It happened to hundreds of families right here in the small community of Rowlett. And she wants to put she's so cool. Abigail Belcher is so cool of Abby's Pledge. This is what she says. She says, "This is my home. This is the place where I've grown up. These are my friends. These are my teachers, my grocery store workers, my pizza delivery guys, my favorite cashier at Walgreens. This is my family. We have the Red Cross out there doing several shelters, getting that all set up for the basic needs. But her needs and her wants of what she wants to do, she wants to go ahead and get toys for the kids, for those that have lost. She has a GoFundMe out there. Okay, it's GoFundMe.com/Rowlett Kids. Again, GoFundMe.com/Rowlett Kids, okay? She went out shopping just over the weekend to pick up, you know, Play-Doh, crayons, things that are needed to give, and she is ready to, she actually went to donate them, and they turned her away. Now, that turned her away isn't a bad thing. They just wanted her to bring it a little bit later because they are fully stocked up, piled with a lot of stuff, and sooner or later they're going to need it. So she's actually stockpiling all this stuff. You ought to see where we are. You know, there's toys, there's stuffed animals, there's crayons, Play-Doh that she picked up from her GoFundMe. So if you can, it's a little bit different. I know a lot of people are given basic needs, but this is what she wanted to do. And her GoFundMe is set at $265 that she has received in donations. Thank you very much for that, by the way. Okay, she's looking to raise $5,000. And if she doesn't, she's just going to do the best that she can with what is given to her. And right now she has gotten enough toys and what she calls blessing bundles for 80 kids. So she's out and about. She's out there. Please support Abby and Abby's Pledge. You know, she's been honored by the President of the United States as well as his wife. And she's been active participant in trying to come up with some anti-bullying legislation. She works very hard in this community. She works very hard everywhere as far as what she does. So make sure you keep that in mind. Again, get to her GoFundMe. Go to GoFundMe.com/Rowlett Kids. Okay, and make sure you do that, and if you can donate to the GoFundMe, that would be really good. By the way, there's lots of GoFundMes out there as well. If you want to go GoFundMe, there's plenty of them out there, a lot of families out there in need. Make sure you check those out as well so that people will be able to take advantage and do that. But please be careful on which ones that you give them. Make sure you do a little homework involved with that. Make sure that that you are given to the right people. Make sure they are people that are definitely in need of it. And again, be careful of those folks that are out there to take advantage of you. So this is basically what we're going to be doing on our show. We'll be talking about the tornado. We'll be talking about the things that happen here in Rowlett, some things. And it won't always, by the way, it won't always be, you know, tornado coverage, okay? It won't always be that. But, it, you know, as we get going as well, how we are doing it right now, that's going to be a main portion of our coverage. All right, so make sure that you keep with us on that, and we'll bring you up to date on all that stuff that's out there. All right, so that's going to do it for me, Sonny Clark. This has been On the Air with Sonny Clark. It's a Rowlett Community Radio program. Join us each and every week. And also join us on the sports show. Everybody have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.